Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show and an installment of Bullet Points. An installment of Bullet Points with a slight difference. Now, I have been recently putting little teasers into these episodes and giving you a little bit of a behind the scenes of The Emma Gunn Show. But in this episode, I wanted to do a behind the scenes of something else, and that is a new hair care brand, Archive. Now, this is because it is pioneered by my friend, Adam Reed, who has been doing my hair for nearly 20 years. We did that math the other day, and it was sort of lovely, but also frightening to realise, wow, we've been around a long time. Anyway, I digress. I begin to spiral. But I have known Adam for a really long time. We have talked very candidly in salon when I've been in his care, when he's been doing my hair. We've talked about our personal lives, and then he came on the show a little while ago and talked about his mental health. And it is something that we have both been pretty candid about, but perhaps only recently. And you might think, how does that go hand in hand with a hair care line? Well, that's something that Adam's managed, which is why I wanted to give him an opportunity to come on here and really explain the genesis of Archive, this idea of head care, of looking after yourself. Because I remember having a conversation with Adam, and we talk about it briefly in this episode, having a conversation about how when you're really in that dark place, something as basic as getting up and washing your hair can require all of your energy and can use all of your energy. And so what he has done is he has created a brand of hair care that's completely universally accessible, but that also has this very nourishing, nurturing, caring element to it. But obviously it's going to sound a lot better coming from him because he's the one who came up with the idea. But needless to say, I met the products a couple of months ago when I went into the salon, saw Adam for the first time since COVID and lockdown and what have you. And he explained everything to me and I was just so touched by it. And I have been using it. And he talks a lot about the scent. Scent is something that's so important to Adam. If you go into his salon in East London, he has these beautiful, incredible walls full of perfume bottles, vintage perfume bottles. And just it's so nostalgic and so familiar. When you go over there, you realise how many of these things are kind of from your youth or just conjure memories, even just looking at the bottle. But the fragrance element of this is so important. So that's what I wanted to really share with you on this show, because it's such a lovely story. And I think the fact that he has created something that does really talk about mental health, and it isn't just to tick a box, or it isn't just because he knows that people are talking about it, it's because this is so from his heart. And I can definitely feel it, and I hope you can too. So this episode of Bullet Points is really a getting to know Archive. There's a little bit of a behind the brand. It's really kind of understanding what went into it. And I really hope that you enjoy it. And if you want to find out more about the products and about the mission statement and what have you, I will obviously put the link in the show notes to the website and also Adam's social media so you can find out a lot more. But here he is, making a very welcome return to The Emma Gunn Show. It's Adam Reed on The Emma Gunn Show. Guess who's back? It's the fabulous Adam Reed joining me again on the Adam Gunn Show.
I'm happy if you want to change the name.
The Emma Reed Show and the Adam Gunn Show.
That's it's my Adam sister, Reed. Emma Reed.
Really?
Yeah, my older sister is Emma Reed. Oh. So,
well, there you go. As if I knew. How are you,
I've got no guns either, so I can't really bring that in.
You should do, though, after all the years of... I mean, you've done some sturdy blow dries on me. You've got to have some upper body strength.
I think I've got a little bit. And I've just put together a home composter in my 20 minutes before.
Oh, my goodness. Yesterday, I saw Nick Chapman put on her Instagram on Hayes House this like standing herb garden thing. And I thought, I'm going to need that immediately. I'll send you the link. Anyway, we're not here to talk about gardening or compost. We're here. So long-time listeners will remember Adam has been on the show before. We've talked at length about mental health, and long-term followers will know that Adam has actually been doing my hair. He is one of the world's greatest hairdressers and educational directors in the world of hair and styling. And your career is, I mean, I really wouldn't have time to list all of your accomplishments, but the latest thing you've done is you have launched your own range of hair care products. Archive, which is just incredible. And so I wanted to talk about it.
I've not done it on my own. I've done it with an amazing team of people from an idea that I had. And anybody that knows me knows, number one, I struggle, as you've said. Number two, I try everything out there to help me. Literally everything. And what I started to realise, actually, what I really needed to do after having a bit of a unsteady time in lockdown, to put it kindly, I really realized that what I had to do was start focusing on my head. So self-care to me is about everything about looking after yourself. And of course, it's a positive message. But for me, starting with my head was key, because that's where it all goes wrong for me. If my head is in a good place, then I'm in a good place. If my head is in a good place, I'm in a much better place. And I think, Emma, you know me really well, and you'll have seen it. You know, when sometimes you can literally tell things that have been happening when you see me. And it's because actually I wasn't looking after my head and what went on in my head. And that's where my mental health is really compromised. It's what goes on in my head. And when I had my episode, I ended up in hospital. It's sort of, I've talked about it quite a lot, because really this is a part of the birth of head care. I came out of hospital and my son and my husband started to get me to wash my hair, get in the bath, which is something that I absolutely love. Massive part of my self-care routine, having a bath, but actually looking at my head. And what I started to think about instantly was, what goes on here, not just what's on it, but what's in it. How, when you, people come into the salon, you know, a lot of people spoke about how salons are the heartbeat of the high street. You know, we couldn't do hair virtually. We have to be there. We're hands on. And I also realized that not only did clients miss coming in, I missed seeing my clients and talking and sharing and, you know, the laughs that I have with my clients and the things that I do, showing them perfume, doodling, poems, books, everything, that all of those things that sometimes and somehow for me didn't join together, started to join together. And that's looking after your head. And that's what head care is about. Mm. So the way I say it's for you, yours and theirs. So it's about sharing. And it is about taking time for things that are totally practical. Because again, one of the things, and you know me, literally, I'll get into something and I'll get out of it as quick as I get into it. Mm-hmm. But if my head isn't in the right place, it's because that's the reason I can't get into it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, actually, do you know what? The 5 minutes when you have to shampoo your hair, let's ritualize it. Let's make an amazing fragrance. Of course, you want your hair to look nice, but that isn't always the be-all and end-all. Sometimes it's just about you've washed your hair, you feel cleaner, you feel refreshed, you feel ready to go. You brush your hair. You know, my grandmother always said to me, 100 strokes of a brush a day is really good for your hair. And then I was like, actually, do you know what it's really good for? It's good for your hair. Do you know, my dogs are all around me at the moment, but I brush my dogs. Firstly, for me, it's relaxing. For them, it's relaxing. The practical is they need to be brushed. And I've started to ritualize those practicalities. And that's where Archive was born. And it's so exciting because you, again, and I told you at the beginning that I literally was waiting for it to fail. And that's what my head sort of does. But the momentum in the last 5 weeks has been insane. People are getting it. They understand it. They're able to start to talk about bringing those simple things. You know, a cold water rinse is amazing. And you look at the benefits of cold water therapy now. Why not just do that on your head? And it's something that I've done, and I've done for a long time, and I do on my clients in the salon. But I was like, actually, let's start sharing these tiny little things that make a huge difference. And that's what head care is about. And it's not just going to be hair care. Of course, it has to launch as hair care. That's my passion, my love, where I really saw the benefits of looking after, as I said earlier, what's on your head and what's inside your head. But fragrance will be a big part, ritualizing at home. So home fragrancing, bathing products, you know, collaborations with amazing people, a book, and, you know, Nicola Moulton and I came up with this idea. And anybody that knows Nicola, like yourself, Emma, Nicola and I go so far back. And we've been brainstorming ideas. But I know when you came in, we were just talking about things, and then there are thousands more things that come into it.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, Nicola Moulton is the former beauty director of Vogue and an incredible, she just has an encyclopedic knowledge of the beauty industry and is a very, very smart strategist and brand consultant.
An amazing friend to anybody who's her friend.
Yeah, she's also an excellent human being. I should have added that too. I
think that's another important part of head care. It's not, but I've been quite open, but only in recent years. But I do believe that sharing is caring, and you know, realizing who your friends are, who's your ride or die, who's there for you when you need them, is a really, really important part of looking after your head. And again, it goes beyond self-care. Self-care is amazing, but focusing on this part, it's amazing how much more comes from that.
Totally. And I think when I think of you, when you immediately think of the name Adam Reed, I think of catwalk, fashion, avant-garde hair. I think of really beautiful everyday hair. But with this, it's something completely different, because I have known you for a long time, and I know that you are a very kind, gentle soul, and you've talked really openly about your mental health. I've talked really openly about my mental health on this show. And I think you don't necessarily think the two go together.
Yeah.
And it was when I walked into your salon and I hadn't seen you for, 2.5 years?
Yeah.
I kept saying to you, it's a completely different experience. It's like home. It's so comfortable. And it's because I think you're now really comfortable.
Yes. Yeah. And do you know what? I've become comfortable. It's funny because I'm not one to jump on a bandwagon. And obviously the mental health conversation is something that is talked about a lot. And I know you and I discussed it. It's actually where I get a lot of negative hate on social media, a small amount, but still it's quite damaging. But actually what I started to realize was, when I started to talk about it, it was those people that would message and go, do you know what? Reading that you feel like this has just made me feel better, because I'm not on my own. And that for me is, I find talking about it gets it out of my head. That's me caring for my head. So why not talk about it to an audience who struggle themselves, or maybe know somebody who struggled? Again, our whole, for you, yours and theirs, it's actually about building this amazing community, which I've been doing for 20, 30 odd years. And, you know, I get as much pleasure from a beautiful fragrance, washing my face and it feeling clean, washing my hair and having a head massage, as brushing my hair. As you know, you, I go to a barber's and get my hair cut for my head care and for my time for me. And actually what I started to realize was I love the fashion. I love a good pair of shoes. I love doing my garden. I love my pets. I love my family. You know, Archive is, I know you know, but it's Adam, Riley and Kenny. And we adopted Riley 5 years ago and it was the most incredible learning. And again, it was about head care. Our way of becoming one as a family was very much about touch. And the fact that we had rescued dogs and Riley felt a part of that pack, and the arc element of it, a really good friend of mine, Caroline, gave us three beautiful pots, actually. They're here somewhere. And Riley put them together and it said arc. And we were like, how strange that it's arc. There's a rescuing element to this. And actually, of course, adopting a child is a big thing. But I actually think for me and my mental health, it was a real turning point in my journey to understand. It was massive for me. And again, there's that rescuing element that comes from that. And then, of course, Archive, as you've said, and as I've spoken about, is this sort of 35-year history of hair and head care and talking to people and listening and storytelling and, you know, people making me feel great and me helping to make people feel great. And that's all coming into this incredible, exciting brand.
We're going to talk about some of the products. Get emotional. Cry it out.
You know me, I'm the worst person for this. And when you, again, sometimes when you talk to a friend who knows what you do and what goes into it, it's so special. And it isn't just another product. It is an incredible brand, community-built brand.
And I think what I appreciate about Archive so much is the genesis, is the seed, which is, I remember when I was at my lowest, there would be times when...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It would be a struggle to get out of bed.
Yeah.
And I would want to wash my hair and I would want to shower, obviously. But it felt like I was wearing 10-ton bricks on my feet to get
Absolutely.
To the bathroom. And then getting in the shower stops being about functional cleaning your hair and you try and get it over really quickly. And so when you have, when you have products like these, that everything that's gone into it is so that, say you're in that darkest place, or even if you're not, but if you're in that darkest place, if you've made that bargain with yourself, if you managed to get into the shower, you are going to be bolstered by 1,000 friends holding you up. And it sounds
Absolutely.
Really ridiculous.
No,
but that is, I know that that's what you've put into the products sort of in a probably witchy way that I don't want to unpick too much. But that's what it feels like. It is a support system, weirdly.
It really, really is. And again, you know, I've done it about, of course, the formulas are insane. And again, as I said, and I said to you earlier, I'm sort of waiting for it all to go wrong. And it's not going to. I've worked with the most incredible people to create incredible formulations that, of course, if actually all you do is wash your hair, it's going to look and feel nice and it's going to smell nice. Mm-hmm. You don't have to blow dry it. You don't have to style it. Just to leave it is sometimes all you need to do, and it gives you that boost. It did for me when I wasn't well. So I've also got incredible scalp care in there because, again, my whole thing... If you can get a couple more days into your regime, it's incredible. And if you have a healthy scalp, you have healthy hair. Mm. We've then got great primers, oils, and stylers that if you want to blow dry your hair and you want it to look amazing and big and bouncy and glossy and healthy and, you know, that beautiful sort of soft textural hair that I love, of course it will do that. But if you just want to tie your hair back and it looks healthy and shiny, you're going to have an incredible result there. So whatever your result, there's something for you. And again, I know the primer, the prologue, the primer is, for me, it's all about the start of your story. You'll know, but you'll see with a lot of the products all day, every day, the shampoo and the conditioner is all about thinking about looking after yourself all day, every day. Mm. The Future Youth conditioner is about prevention. You know, if you look after your hair, you actually don't have to spend as much time. Don't wait for it to get damaged to try to fix it. A really good preventative regime means your hair looks great all of the time. Our oil is insane. It's absolutely insane. The smell, Future Bloom, it's all universal. It's all genderful. It's used for pretty much every hair type. And again, I launched with 11 products. We have some incredible MPD, but there is something for everyone and every hair type. But Future Bloom is a beautiful burst of white iris-based floral. And then No One Else Is, based on my grandmother, who anybody that knows me knows that she was a huge part of my life. And when she moved to Somerset when we were young, there was a greenhouse in her garden and it was sort of my happy place. So it was a soil floored greenhouse with rhubarb and tomato plants and lily of the valley outside. So you've got this slightly incredible, zesty fragrance that then has Palo Santo and vetiver. And the way that I talk about the fragrance is, you've got your head, your heart, and your ground notes. Mm. So again, your head, to fill your head with that feeling of sort of beautiful memories, being with friends, your heart, the part that tells the story, and then your ground. And again, if you know me, I often put patchouli or vetiver or Palo Santo on my feet, stand on the grass with no shoes or socks on and sort of ground myself. And my auntie Brenda has sort of given me this whole sort of regime. And again, it's all going to be about sharing this. But the storytelling in every part of Archive, there's a story about every part of it. And, you know, my passion is in every bottle. It was funny as well. I chose and really wanted to be in Boots because, again, for me, I want everybody to be able to use it. So again, I've really, really considered the price. And I think that when you look at it, it looks like a incredible sort of bespoke product, but it's in Boots. It's fantastic.
And I think as well, would you mind describing to people how they can find their way in? Because as you've said, it's genderless or genderful. It's for everybody. It's universal. So it's not like a lot of hair care ranges, styling ranges, where you would say, that's for my hair type. So how can someone find their way in?
Well, do you know what? Everybody can use everything. But my thinking is your shampoo, your conditioner, but I also have an incredible co-cleanse. Mm. And again, I've always been about a co-cleanse. And that is incredible for every hair type.
Describe what a co-cleanse is for people who might not know.
Of course, a co-cleanse is a cleansing conditioner. So it is a no-poo cleansing conditioner, co-cleanse. It is, the ingredient package is insane. It's insane. And anybody that knows sort of history of cleansing, you know, like a cleansing balm. So that's slightly different way of cleansing the skin. It's very similar to that. It's emulsification. We have jojoba oil, baobab, baobab TN. So you have your moisture and your protein, shea butter, aloe. And what happens here is you thoroughly wet the hair. You apply quite a bit of product, but you only need to do it once. A great massage from scalp to ends. Absolutely no sort of cleansing agents in there at all. So it will not foam. But emulsification is oil removing oil. And that's how it works. It gently lifts. It gently cleanses. It soothes, smooths, nourishes, volumizes. I always recommend use that predominantly, but then alternate it with a shampoo and conditioner so you get that lovely feel. Mm-hmm. And you will not get the slip. So a conditioner contains an ingredient that would give you that slip, what makes your hair feel soft and silky. But as soon as you start to blow dry that in the hair, use the Prologue Primer or the Good Habit Oil, and you'll get a little bit of a slip. But as soon as you start to blow dry, the warmth of a blow dryer will warm up those oils and the ingredients and give you the slip. And if you want to leave your hair soft and leave it to dry naturally, just work a little bit of the oil into the hair. One of my girls, Holly in the salon, also loves our Future Youth treatment mask. She has Afro-Caribbean hair. She puts a little bit of the treatment mask into her hair after and lets that dry naturally. And she says it's the softest, most beautifully defined curl that she's ever had. So that's testament to how this works on every hair type. It's great on beards. It's great if you shave your legs. Great on ashy patches. It's an incredible moisturizer. This one isn't fragranced. So our crown, the Crown Scalp Scrub, the Routine Scalp Serum and the Co-Cleanse aren't fragranced, just because a lot of people who suffer from drier scalps or scalps that need that moisture tend not to like fragrance in their products. Mm. I don't think there's ever enough fragrance to do anything to either your hair or your scalp. That's just a personal thing of mine. But if you do want the fragrance, mist with the Prologue and you get No One Else, warm a little bit of the oil and you get Future Bloom, and they're all designed to intermix as well so that you get this beautiful burst of fragrance.
The fragrance, I think, is the thing that I enjoy about it the most, because it is so, when you were spritzing it, you were like, smell this, and I said, oh, it reminds me of tomato plants, and then we didn't, oh, it smells, and then you had to tell me it was rhubarb. But now whenever I use it, I have the experience of A, understanding what you've put together, but also that lovely experience we had in the salon where Absolutely. You told me all about it. So every time I use it, it is a joy. It is an absolute joy. And that's what I want people listening to really get a sense of, is like, you can have that when you smell it, I think you'll get it. Is that the feedback getting?
It does have green tomato leaf in. So again, very interestingly, green tomato leaf is one of the most evocative fragrances, but you never really know where you smell it from. But it's often with grandparents, it's often with family, in a greengrocer's. You get, when you take the stalk off of a tomato, you get this burst of, it's a zingy green fragrance like nothing else. It's not a citrus. It's not overly green that it can be dirty. It is insane. So it's a beautifully balanced version of that. But of course, it's got the rhubarb in. I don't think anything that I would do wouldn't have rhubarb in. One of my biggest treats as a child was sticks of raw rhubarb and white granulated sugar, and I dipped the rhubarb into the sugar and ate it. That was my treat, and I loved it. But I'm going to share a lot of these stories and recipes and all of the things that go into everything that Archive is.
I've known you for a really long time, Adam. We're getting on for 20 years, and I'm so happy that you've brought these products out, because I think that everything that you do when it comes to hair and your brand and who you are and what you do for work, I think is brilliant. But I am also personally and professionally just delighted to see you thriving in the way that you are. It makes my heart very, very full.
Do you know, it's interesting, because actually on Tuesday, I, for the first time, also one of my dogs is chatting here. What is she doing? Like her. I felt, and again, this isn't any exaggeration, I was driving home, it was Wednesday actually, and I had had a meeting and we were talking about some of our plans for the future. And I got in the car and I was driving home to see Riley and Kenny. And honestly, for the first time, I was like, a bit of a weight's gone off of my shoulders. And I think you can see it, and I think you can see why. And I think, you know, I absolutely love what I do, but this it is a passion project. This is it, really. This is the future. I pinch myself all of the time thinking, oh my gosh, I've launched this. You know, when I go into the salon, Mary, one of my friends from GHD, was in the salon today, and I put the oil on my hand and was like, smell this. And I just saw her burst with joy. She's like, Adam, this is amazing. And I was like, do you know what? And I'm not really one to blow my own trumpet, but I was like, it really is. And when I see people's hair and their hair looks incredible, it just makes me really happy. And I think that's really nice because I haven't felt like that for quite a while.
Yeah, you can see it and you can feel it. And that's what I think. That's why I really wanted to get you on the show, because I want other people to try this out for themselves and to really experience what you've put into these bottles, because it is so much more than what you think it might be. It really is a wonderful experience. So thank you. I will obviously be putting the links to you, the products and everything that we've chatted about in the show notes. But thanks for coming back and I'll see you soon.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to that episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I do hope you enjoyed it. I appreciate your time hugely. If you did enjoy it and you never want to miss an episode, then please do hit the subscribe button wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode. It's also where you get the opportunity to leave a 5-star review and a rating for how you feel about the show. And I'd be so grateful if you wouldn't mind leaving one. If you want to get in touch with me, email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. Or you can DM me on Instagram and Twitter, where I am at Emma Gunns. If you fancy chatting to me and thousands of other fellow listeners of the podcast, then click the link to join the Facebook forum. The link to join is in the show notes, which can be found wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode. You have to answer a couple of questions, but we cannot wait to see you there. Come over and join the conversation. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.